With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The California Air Resources Board has commissioned six artists for a public art installation addressing climate change on their new Riverside campus coming in 2021. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The initiative seeks to engage the public on climate change issues through a permanent public art program on CARB's future 400,000-square-foot net-zero energy facility in Riverside. Emily Womack is the public art curator for the project.
What has been so exciting about this project from our end is that the commitment and the desire to have it be something really at the forefront of art talking about sustainability and climate change. For the mission of CARB, which, you know, is to not exist in 50 years through their work. For that same kind of level of radicality around air quality and climate change to exist in the artwork itself.
Womack says the installation has a strong social justice message in addition to its focus on climate change.
We have artists that are talking about from a social justice standpoint about who has access to clean air and who doesn't, and how oftentimes that follows other historically underrepresented lines and trajectories, about how air is perhaps the forefront of the combat that is going to happen to save our planet in the future and the very near future, and the politicalness of that, the fact that it doesn't actually follow boundaries of countries or cities or states.
Noé Montez is one of the six artists commissioned for the project.
My work involves quite a bit of community engagement as kind of the main part of the work that I'm doing right now for this project. And also, I'm mainly a photographer, you know, that's kind of my medium. So what I'm doing right now is interviewing and photographing people there in the areas of San Bernardino, Riverside, Ontario, about this issue of air quality. So some of the images that I'm taking now will be used for many things, including the design of a mural that's going to be installed at that site.
The CARB building and installation will be open in 2021. More information is available at carb.dysonwomack.com. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
The Trump administration plans to raise the allowed threshold of the second most commonly used weed killer. When atrazine gets into drinking water, it can cause birth defects and cancer in humans, says Kristen Schaefer with the Pesticide Action Network.
This is not surprising. What we're seeing over and over with this administration is that the pesticide industry is having a tremendous influence and again are rolling back really common sense regulations.
The plan comes after pesticide companies asked the EPA to discount research linking its harm at lower levels. The Obama administration had planned to lower the threshold by around 3 times. Now the Trump administration wants to increase it by 50% of the amount allowed in waterways. California requires products containing atrazine to have a warning label, and the use of the pesticide has decreased over the past decade. If you'd like to try your luck at winning a turkey just in time for Thanksgiving, here's your chance. Empire KVCR's Amy Hudick has more.
Not every Thanksgiving event is on Thanksgiving Day. For a fun time, visit the Rubidoux Swap Meet in Riverside on Saturday, November 23rd to participate in their turkey raffle. You could win a free full-size turkey for your Thanksgiving meal. Pre-register on eventbrite.com through the 22nd and receive 2 raffle tickets. For more information, visit our website at kvcrnews.org. Amy Hudek, Empire KVCR News.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.